credo in un Dio.
Beginning, God created heaven and earth. you guys everything. And this is the story, these three chapters. They're the story of creation and how the human race, our first parents, fell and cursed us. And how our promise was made that in the future, salvation would come to all the people of the world who wanted it, listeners. Do you want to be saved, listeners? I do want to be saved. So, that's what it says. We dedicate the program now, listeners, to all the people who suffer. Because they are brothers and sisters who suffer. They are dying. Some are blind. Some have diabetes and heart conditions and have had strokes. Some many sad cases, listeners. They are our brothers and sisters. Remember, we must visit them. We must listen. We must look after our own listeners, our own relations and friends. We must not leave people to bear the load alone. Yes, when I used to play rugby, listeners, and when the other side kicked off, and then one of ours would receive the ball, and the other team would come thundering down and try to bang him on the head and take the ball off him, we found that if everybody took the ball together in a group, then nobody was hurt, and we kept the ball. That's how it was. Together. We are together, listeners. We're in one church, the Holy Catholic Roman Church, listeners. And it gave us the Bible in the year 397 at the Council of Carthage in North Africa and told us which were the 72 books of the Bible. And this is the first book of the Bible that I'm reading from today, the start of the Bible. And it says, chapter 1, in the beginning God created heaven and earth. And the earth was void and empty, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over the waters. And God said, be light made, and light was made. And God saw that the light was good, and he divided the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and morning, and that was day one. And God said, let there be a firmament made amongst the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made a firmament and divided the waters that were under the firmament from those that were above the firmament, and it was so. And God made the firmament heaven, and the evening and morning were the end of the second day. God also said, let the waters that are under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And so it was done. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And he said, let the earth bring forth green herb, and such as may seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruits after their own kind, which may be seed in itself upon the earth. And it was so done. And the earth brought forth the green herb, and such as yieldeth seed according to its kind. And the tree that beareth fruit, having seed, each one according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning, and that was the end of the third day. And God said, let there be lights made in the firmament of heaven, to divide the day and the night. And let them be for signs, for seasons, and for days and for years, to shine in the firmament of heaven, and to give light upon the earth. And it was so done. And God made two great lights, a greater light to rule the day, and a lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And he set them in the firmament of heaven to shine upon the earth, to rule the day and the night, and divide the light into darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the end of the fourth day. God also said, let the waters bring forth the creeping creature, having life, and the fowl, that they may fly over the earth under the firmament of heaven. And God created the great whales, and every living and moving creature which the waters brought forth according to their kinds, and every winged fowl according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And he blessed them, saying, increase and multiply, and fill the waters of the sea, and let the birds be multiplied upon the earth. And the evening and the morning, the end of the fifth day. God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature in the sky, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and so it was done. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and cattle, and everything that creepeth on the earth after its own kind. And God saw that it was good, and he said, let us make man in our own image and likeness, and let them have dominion over all the fishes of the sea, the fowls of the air, and the beasts, and the whole earth, and every creeping creature that moveth upon the earth. And God created man to his own image. To the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them, saying, increase and multiply, and fill the earth. Subdue it. Rule over the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the air, and all living creatures that move upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed upon the earth, and all trees that have in themselves seed of their own kind to be your meat. To all the beasts of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to all that move upon the earth, and wherein there is life, that they may have to feed upon. And it was so done. And God saw that the things that he had made, and they were very good. And the evening and morning, the end of the sixth day. Chapter 2. So the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the furniture of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all the work which he had done. And he blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made heaven and earth. And every plant of the field before it sprang up in the earth, and every herb on the ground before it grew. For the Lord God had not rained upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the earth. But a spring rose out of the earth, watering all the surface. And the Lord God formed man of the slime of the earth, and breathed into his face the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God had planted a paradise of pleasure from the beginning, wherein he placed man whom he had formed. And the Lord God brought forth of the ground all manner of trees, fair to behold, pleasant to eat, the tree of life also in the midst of the paradise, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out the place of pleasure to water paradise, which from thence is divided into four heads, the name of one being the Phison, that is, which compass all the land of the earth, and where gold is grown. And the gold of that land is very good. It is found delium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same encompassed the land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is the Tigris. The same passeth along by the Syrians. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. And the Lord God took man and put him into the paradise of pleasure, to dress it and to keep it. And he commanded him, saying, of every tree of paradise thou shalt eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. For in what day soever thou shalt eat, thou shalt die the death. And the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. Let us make him a help like unto himself. And the Lord God, having formed out of the ground all the beasts of the earth, all the fowls of the air, brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. For whatsoever Adam called any living creature, the same is its name. And Adam called all the beasts by their names, and all the fowls of the air, all the cattle of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper like unto himself. Then the Lord God cast a deep sleep upon Adam. And when he was fast asleep, he took one of his ribs and filled up flesh for it. And the Lord God built the rib which he took from Adam into a woman and brought her to Adam. And Adam said, "This now is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Wherefore a man shall leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be two in one flesh. And they were both naked, to wit, Adam and his wife, and they were not ashamed." Great chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the earth which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Why hath God commanded you that you should not eat of every tree of paradise?" And the woman answered him, saying, "Of the fruit of the trees that are in paradise we do eat. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of paradise, God hath commanded us that we should not eat, and that we should not touch it, lest perhaps we die." And the serpent said to the woman, No, you shall not die the death. For God doth know that on what day soever you shall eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And the woman saw that the tree was good to eat, and fair to the eye, and delightful to behold. And she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave to her husband, who also did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and when they perceived themselves to be naked, they sewed together fig leaves, and made themselves aprons. And when they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in paradise in the afternoon air, Adam and his wife hid themselves from the face of the Lord God amidst the trees of paradise. And the Lord God called out, "Adam," and said to him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in paradise, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said to him, "And who hath told thee that thou wast naked, but that thou hast eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat?" And Adam said, The woman whom you gave me to be my companion, she gave me the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said to the woman, "Why hast thou done this?" And she answered, "The serpent deceived me, I did eat." And the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because thou hast done this thing, thou art cursed amongst all cattle and all beasts of the earth. Upon thy breast thou shalt go, and earth shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. I will make war, Satan, between thee and the woman, between your seed and her seed. You shall lie in wait for her heel, Satan, and she shall crush your head." To the woman also he said, "I will multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. In sorrow shall thou bring forth children, and thou shalt be under thy husband's power, and he shall have dominion over thee." And to Adam he said, "Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat, cursed is the earth and thy work. With labour and toil shalt thou eat thereof all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and shalt eat the herbs of the earth. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat till thou return to the earth, out of which thou wast taken, for thou art dust, and back unto dust thou shalt return." And Adam called the name of his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. And the Lord God made for Adam and his wife garments of skins, and he clothed them. And he said, Behold, Adam has become as one of us, knowing good and evil. Now therefore, lest perhaps he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. And the Lord God sent him out of the paradise of pleasure, to till the earth from which he was taken. And he cast out Adam, and placed before the paradise of pleasure the cherubim and angels, the flaming sword turning every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So listeners, this is a stunning three chapters at the beginning of the Bible, covering, it looks like, billions of years, how God made the universe, and how he made man, and how man fell through Eve and then Adam. And the serpent lasts, for no person ever could enter into heaven again. The human race was Satan's. No more would they get to heaven. And then God made that mighty prophecy of the Bible. The promise. The promise of the Bible, because the Bible is a promise, and this is it, listeners. And the New Testament is the fulfillment of that promise in Jesus Christ. That through another woman in the future, that Satan's head will be crushed. I will make war, Satan, between thee and another woman, between your seed, Satan, and her seed. You'll lie in wait for her heel, and he and she will crush your head. And listeners, from that, you and I, we must now die. Every person born must die, listeners, because that is the punishment of the fall of Adam and Eve. In death and sickness must we die. Yes, and the land is turned against us, and woman must have bring forth her children in pain and suffering. Everything is against us. Our intellect goes towards evil very easily, listeners, ever since the fall. Before we had no interest in evil, but now we are attracted to it like to a magnet. So, and then we are judged, listeners, and we go to heaven and hell. So that is the story. But listeners, I notice I read the Bible all the time, and every few months I read the end of the Bible, the book of Apocalypse, and I come through and read Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3. And I see here in front of my eyes how men suffer from this fall. And then one day I was reading the end of chapter 3, and I came upon this verse. And God said, "Behold, Adam has become one of us, knowing good and evil. Now, therefore, lest perhaps he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever." The tree of life, I thought to myself, listeners, what could that possibly be? Because there were two trees they were told not to touch, the tree of good and evil and the tree of life. And they touched the tree of good and evil, knowing good and evil, tempted by Satan. And all these terrible things took place. Every person, billions of people, must die. It looks like some, it looks like, go to hell, those who choose, for all eternity. What a terrible, terrible punishment. And then thinking about punishments and about rejecting God and rebelling, I thought to myself, look, just yesterday I read the book of Apocalypse, and terrible punishments are there likewise, where billions of people die. A war, massive war for armies from the east, a star hits the earth, and famine, terrible things take place in the latter days. And I thought to myself, that what then is the tree of life? When so much punishment comes for touching the tree of good and evil, what is the tree of life? And I thought to myself, tree of life. Everywhere now, marriages are breaking down. Things are wrong everywhere. There's contraception, which the church says is wrong. There's euthanasia, abortions. There's free sex everywhere. And it looks like, is that, I thought, what the tree of life is? Because it sounds like the tree of life, doesn't it? That where does life come from? Yes, and all through these three chapters, there's a connotation there of sex. That they were naked, as they were all right, yes. And then suddenly when they sinned, they were conscious that they were naked. And they had to wear clothes from then on. Because in their innocence, they did not need clothes. But then, and now we have marriage attack, divorce everywhere, free sex, young people have sex, they're taught sex in schools, all kinds of sexlessness, things are wrong, and yet we look in the book of Apocalypse, and they're also there as a series of punishments. Let's just look at the Apocalypse, listeners, and we shall read chapter 12 and 13, if we have time, of the Apocalypse of St. John. It says a great sign will appear in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon at her feet, and a head of a crown of 12 stars on her head. And being with child, she cried, travailing at birth, and was in pain to be delivered. This is interesting, listeners, because there's a woman there and a child, her seed. Is this the same as the first book of the Bible? Because this is the last book of the Bible. What next? And there was another sign in the heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Head was diadems. There's a dragon there, listeners. And there was a serpent in the book of Genesis, whose head will be crushed. And the tail of the dragon drew a third part of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, who was ready to be delivered. And when she should be delivered, he might devour her son. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. The son was taken up to God, his throne. And told the listeners that there was a war between the woman and the great red dragon that shall take place at the end of the world, listeners. And the woman wins, and the great red dragon is cast back into hell. So it looks like, listeners, is the tree of life a vehicle that the serpent is attacking, like he attacked the tree of good and evil through Eve and then through Adam. And the promise was made that a Savior will come. And Isaiah tells us the Savior was God himself. The child was the, sound like the woman was the great one. No, it's the child that is the great one. The child is God himself. The woman is his helper. And the child uses the woman to crush the serpent in the last days, making war between the woman and the great red dragon. Those are the days we're in. The woman tells us we must pray, to say the rosary, a meditation on the life of Jesus Christ, the God-man. Tells us about the 666 and not to take the sign of the beast. All these things. Listeners, would do me a little favour. Why, sometime, will you read the three chapters of the book of Genesis and then read the book of the Apocalypse, and to see if you can see what I think I am seeing in the book of Apocalypse, in those three chapters of Genesis, of the attack on the tree of life, yes, and the attack on the tree of good and evil, and how brilliantly a work Satan. He is brilliant, but he is not God. God is God. Thank you, listeners. I hope you enjoyed the program. I hope you give you something to think about for the week, and I hope to speak to you again next week. Good afternoon. God bless you. This is Vic.